School of Medicine Associate Dean Dr. Daniel Van Dermey says that imperative is even written into the law passed by the Florida legislature that created the school more than 17 years ago.
With a particular emphasis on communities of greatest need, rural, minority, elderly, and other communities that are underserved. That's in the opening paragraph that said our school should be created.
But that also means the FSU College of Medicine may not be the medical training ground of choice for those students hoping to have major money specialty practices in the big cities. So Van Dermey says the school tries to make sure it recruits students who have a high likelihood of settling in the areas the school's attempting to serve.
If we take somebody who came from a poor inner city background, they're likely to go back and work in that poor inner city. If they came from a rural background, they're more likely to go to a rural area. That's by far the biggest predictor. So we have a particular focus on the rural panhandle of Florida.
Van Dermey says that follows up on an aggressive outreach program to interest area middle and high school kids in the medical profession.
Kids that we touched when they were in seventh grade that came to our medical school, that have graduated, and that are now in practice in some of the rural areas of Florida. So in those 15 years, we've got some of that success stories that happen that way.
Another prime mission for the school is to recruit, train, and graduate students of color. Again, Van Dermey says his school has made great strides in this area.
In the entire U.S., there are three medical schools at the historically black colleges and universities, Morehouse, Meharry, and Howard. Are three that are specifically at a HBCU, or historically black college. So they're the top three. The number four in the country for the greatest percentage of African-American students is FSU.
And in light of a rapidly aging patient population, Van Dermey says the students interact intensively with real, live, older folks.
We make sure they get exposed to a senior mentor to break down the barrier, the thought process some of them may have of, if you're old, that means you are in a nursing home and incontinent. And so we put them out with active seniors. We put them out to say, yeah, I'm 75 years old and I am still doing this. I'm 80 years old and I play racquetball twice a week, et cetera, et cetera.
All of which Van Dermey insists helps set Florida State's College of Medicine apart from just about every other med school in the country.
At some schools, they will say, you know, here's look at our outstanding graduate. And they're on the front cover of their magazine because they landed a neurosurgery residency at Harvard. We did that too. We have a student in a neurosurgery program at Harvard, and we won't put that kid on the front cover of our magazine. What we put on the front cover of our magazine is the family doc in Blountstown.
But despite all the good news, Van Dermey says there's also one overriding bit of news that isn't so good.
Even if 100% of our graduates became family docs and stayed in Florida, we still need about five times that many.
So the school is also ramping up its training programs for nurses, physician assistants, called PAs, and other support personnel to extend the patient-serving capabilities of those doctors. Van Dermey made his comments Wednesday during the noon luncheon meeting of the League of Women Voters of Tallahassee. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.